This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
The death by suicide of Amanda Todd, who disclosed in a YouTube video that bullying and harassment she had been experiencing, created a tsunami of media attention. Social media, which was directly involved in her suffering, also propelled her story to the front pages of local and national newspapers and websites around the world. Martin Labba, an associate professor at Simon Fraser University who specializes in media and pop culture analysis, told the Maple Ridge News he was surprised by the global impact of Todd's story. "You have to have been living in a hole to have not heard about her story," he said. "It truly went viral and was particularly driven by social media. Amanda Todd's death was mourned by young people around the world, including people who have experienced being bullied in their own lives." We're joined on the phone by Kristen Robert, an anti-bullying activist from Nanaimo.
Welcome to People First Radio, Kristen.
Thank you.
How did you first hear about Amanda Todd?
Well, much like you had spoken about earlier, it had been pretty clear in the media throughout the news. I saw it on the news, actually. That would be where I saw it, on Global TV.
Did you go then and watch her YouTube video right away? Were you interested in doing that? Were you able to do that?
Yes, I did. I did watch it almost immediately.
What were your thoughts?
It broke my heart, much like all the other ones that I've seen on YouTube. It's heartbreaking to see someone go through that, because I know that feeling. I know what that's like. I know what it's like being tormented and cornered. So I know that feeling.
You related to that, and you acknowledge your own experience being bullied. Tell us more about that experience and when that bullying experience began and what form or forms it took.
Well, I myself was bullied starting in elementary school. I would have girls do things like they would, you know, say they were going to beat me up after lunch, the typical thing. Then they would corner me in the locker room and take my gym stuff and throw it out the window. And then they would go and, you know, beat me up. And then at one point, the principal had brought them all in together. And, of course, at that point, they had the same story saying that I had caused it. And so somehow it ended up on me. So I was cornered that way. And the bullying was so bad that I had to go to another school. And at that point, the school wasn't able to help either, so I had to, I couldn't escape any of that. And it was when my mom actually stood up for me, and she, you know, she was constantly at the school grounds watching me at lunchtime, making sure nothing happened. But, you know, even at that point, you know, she wasn't able to go on the ground. She wasn't allowed to talk to people. She wasn't allowed to approach anybody. And so there was one point where there was a duty teacher and a teacher that were around, and they did absolutely nothing to help when they were, when a couple of the kids were bullying me. And this continued for quite some time, that, you know, being bullied in that, and I had to, you know, stand up for myself. But meanwhile, my mom was going, and she went to the school board, and there was a representative who came from Vancouver and spent about 4 hours at my house and had basically said, you know, what would you like me to do? And he actually helped with the problem. But it took so much fighting, because no one was doing anything. I was left with bruises, kicked in the back. I was bleeding, crying all the time. And no one would stand up. And this is a similar situation for me. You know, I wanted to commit suicide. I became bulimic. I did all those extreme things. And it's hard. I can understand how she feels. And I was also, to be honest, I was abused by my father as well. So I know that's the feeling of being trapped.
How did you, Kristen, get past being victimized in that manner? What are your thoughts now, years later, when you look back on this? This is obviously challenging to talk about. But is your life still impacted? Have you healed?
Well, in answer to the first question, I did have to stand up for myself, but at the same point, my mom was always there at the front line making sure that I was safe. Again, she was watching out for me. She went to the school board and fought hard to get me to make sure I was safe. And I thank her for that. She's a great mother. I couldn't expect anything more out of my mother. She was just fantastic in that way. As for my thoughts now, it's hard because I see so many people, you know, even in the media now, it's getting worse where they're taping it, and it's making it a lot worse for people in those situations. So I can totally understand and the feeling of being bullied, but it's just getting so much worse and not enough's being done. So it's just, I think it more or less my feelings in regards to my experience, it was obviously a lot harder to deal with, but I was lucky to kind of get out of it. There's a lot of people who aren't. And so I just decided to start this anti-bullying initiative in order to help other people. And I think it, you know, it's a way for everybody to get together in the community and throughout the province and nationally to be able to get together and talk about their experiences. And I think it's a really self-healing thing because you can go and you can talk about statistics, but really when it comes down to it, it's the experience that matters. And it does help heal. It really does. I spoke to a woman whose kid was bullied through elementary school. So I knew exactly, you know, the storyline. I knew exactly how she was feeling, and her kid went into self-defense to, you know, to help heal. And but now she's anorexic because of all this. So I'm trying to be supportive as possible of these people, and I know that I don't have the professional advice to give, but I have the experience, and it's really helping not only, you know, me, but helping others. It's just a great feeling.
This is People First Radio, only on CHLY 101.7 FM and streaming at chly.ca.
Amanda Todd's death by suicide became a worldwide media story when her YouTube video describing the bullying and harassment she was experiencing went very viral. The Maple Ridge News interviewed a television journalist from Paris who was sent to the Lower Mainland to cover the story. Nina Montanay said that Amanda Todd's video, which had been shared online throughout Europe, struck a chord with viewers. Her story is a warning message, Nina said, and I think everyone identifies with what she went through. She was so isolated, and she made this SOS, and it didn't really help her. It's sad she only gets the attention now when it's too late. The television journalist went on to say that older people are really scared by what happened because they don't understand teenagers' habits on the internet. Amanda Todd's death and the ensuing media tsunami focused attention on bullying in a way that other similar tragic deaths haven't. But is bullying at a tipping point? Will this change things? We're joined by anti-bullying activist from Nanaimo, Kristen Robert.
Kristen, give us a sense from your perspective of how this story unfolded in, you might say, the so-called virtual and the real world. What did you see happening if you follow this with some attention?
Well, overall, what I saw is a poor, innocent girl being victimized and driven to the point where she felt she had nowhere to go. She, from what I saw in the media, in any case, is that she had shown a guy she liked some pictures of herself, and the guy had told her that if she didn't post a video of herself being nude, that they would post these pictures everywhere. And she did do the video, and those photos got distributed in any case, and the police had found it. And I heard that she had hung herself, and it's heartbreaking to see someone go through that. And you know what? I honestly think there's way too many people out there who are judging her. Being that young, we are all prone to mistakes. I bet you there's nobody out. Who has actually experienced, you know, not who hasn't made a mistake. I mean, we're all human, and I think some people don't understand that. And now they're criticizing her because she killed herself, saying that she's a bad person. You know, she felt cornered and trapped. And again, from my experience, I felt like killing myself too. And that doesn't make you a bad person. And as I see it, anybody who says that she deserves to die, you know, I don't think they have actually experienced bullying or know that feeling and can understand. And that's the really sad part, is that this bullying is continuing, you know, after her passing. I wish they'd just let her rest. You know, she went through a lot of suffering, and I just wish more people would understand that.
Kristen, do you think that this tragic death and the vast response to it, at least in media and social media, will change things for the better? In other words, as we asked earlier in this interview, is bullying at a tipping point of sorts?
Well, I really hope so. I mean, it's unfortunate that it takes the death of someone for people to wake up and smell the roses. I think the problem is that not enough people are getting involved. It doesn't matter whether it's a parent, someone from the neighborhood, whether it's a teacher, whether it's a principal, whoever is, you know, if you see something that's happening with bullying, like even a student, you should help to try to stop it, you know, and act on it. And then not enough people are acting on it. And this is the problem. This is what's leading to this, is that not enough people are acting. And I realize that teachers do have boundaries that they can't cross, but you should be able to fight for the safety of your students. I think that's brutally important. And, you know, no matter who you are, it's just important to help stop this before it becomes a problem. You know, if you see something and you're videotaping it and you're mocking someone, you're only causing the problem to get worse. So I think more people need to get involved in this no matter what. And it doesn't even have to do with just a government level and a legal level. It's everybody. Everybody is a part of this. Everybody needs to help this cause.
Thank you very much, Kristen, for taking the time to join us. It was much appreciated. And in our outro, in a couple of moments, we'll mention your petition.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Kristen Robert is an anti-bullying activist from Nanaimo, British Columbia. Her petition, which is called Let's Put an End to Bullying, can be found online at thepetitionsite.com.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.